the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is happening? We are back. Another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. Episode 120 to be exact, but episode number one of me here all alone without my brother, the co-host, Jake B. That's right. He is no longer with us. I've been warning you guys about it, but the day has finally come. Jake has left the show, but that's okay. You know what? He's got a lot going on right now. A lot of things he's working on. His family's growing. And right now, the podcast just doesn't make sense in his life. And I get it. In life, we all have to make hard decisions. And sometimes those decisions, you know, you gotta give up something that you enjoy doing for something else. And that's okay. We wish him the best. And that doesn't mean he'll never be back. I'm sure he'll stop in from time to time to say hey to you guys. So enough of that. We've got another fun show for you guys today. I'm going to let you guys know what's going on in the world of the Dirty Heads. I'm going to let you know what's going on with the Roman Duddy Project. I did come across another person who needs to be slapped. And I'm going to let you know why. I also want to do something new on this episode. I'm going to go back to some classic segments from the past. We've had some awesome guests on the show, and we've had some hilarious segments. And we've been doing the show for like 3 years now. So I feel like some of the listeners that are listening right now, you know, maybe they had missed out on some of these amazing segments. So I found a couple from the past that I thought were just great. So I'm going to bring those up. We're going to listen to those and have a laugh. And then I don't have a band with me here today, but I did want to have some sort of music. So we had our good friends Tunnel Vision on the show, you know, a while back, and they did an amazing performance. And they, one of the songs they performed was called Last Smile. And I remember when they were on the show and they performed this, it was just like stuck in my head for like 3 months. So I'm going to pull that track up again from their performance on the show, and we're going to listen to that. And then I will get into some Q&A questions from the Patreon members. So let's just get into it. Dirty Heads news. Me and Jared have been in the studio the last few weeks writing. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this. It's kind of reminded me of some old school Dirty Head shit. You know, I really do think you guys are going to dig it. A lot of these songs are going to be really fun live. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun in the studio, and I think you guys are really going to be stoked on what we put out. So I'm excited about that. And also, we do have the Cali Vibes Fest coming up, which, if you don't know where that is, that's out in Long Beach, California, near the Queen Mary. It's a beautiful setting, you know, outside. It's got the water in the background, the Queen Mary. It's a great time. We've played it many times. It actually used to be called One Love Fest, which it's now Cali Vibes. So One Love Fest, Cali Vibes Fest. All four of those words definitely fit into the 12 words that make up every single reggae festival we've ever played. And I think in every festival in the entire world. But it's a good time, and I'm really excited about this performance, because the night we play, which is Sunday, there's also going to be a special performance from Wu-Tang. So that's going to be really fun. I'm excited to watch them perform. And yeah, it's just going to be a good time. And in the world of Rome and Duddy, we are also getting into the studio in March. We've put out two tracks of our, you know, me and Rome together, but they've just been covered songs. We did the Stone Me cover from Van Morrison, and we also did the Lahaina cover from Loggins and Messina. And those were so much fun, but we wanted to actually, you know, get in there and put out some original music. And we've written some stuff. I think you guys are going to dig it. It's not going to be what you're expecting. I will say that much. And sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes it is also a bad thing. But I think this time it's a good thing. I think you guys are going to dig it. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it because it's a trip. It's different, but I love it. And also, me and Rome have started our own podcast. If you did not know, it's called the Rome and Duddy Show. Wherever you're listening to this right now, you can also listen to that show. Just type in the Rome and Duddy Show wherever you're at right now listening, and that will pop up. Hit subscribe. You are now listening to that show as well. That show's a lot of fun. We do something over there called the Great American Talent Show, and that's where you guys, the listeners, get to submit whatever talent it is you have. If you're in a band, if you dance, if you skateboard, we don't care what it is. Send us your video, send us your audio. If you do send us something, give us your social media, you know, info, maybe send us a photo, tell us where you're from, something. So when we talk about you on the show, we can have a little background info, and send that to theromeanddudyshow@gmail.com. If you want to submit it, and we'll check out your guys' stuff, we'll play it on the show. And then we throw it all up onto the group on Facebook, which is called The Rome and Duddy Show. It's a group on Facebook, and that's where we post all the submissions and people, you know, can vote right there for the winner. So if that sounds fun to you, go check it out. But enough of that. Let's get into stuff that's very, very important. And that is people who should be slapped.
What is the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
Me and my family go out to eat the other day. We're up in the mountains. We go out to eat. Nice, quiet little, you know, restaurant. We love this place. And it's not snowing, but there is snow outside. So after we order, my son side and, you know, just mess with the snow for a little bit while I wait for the food. I'm like, absolutely, let's go. So we go outside. We're out there for like 15 minutes. I'm like, bud, let's go back inside. I'm freezing and I want to drink some coffee. So we go back inside and I walk in and I'm just like, huh, okay. We were the only people in there when we came in. We were the only people in the restaurants. And we went all the way in the back right corner in this cozy little spot. And there's like one other table over there, like 3 feet from ours, but we're the only people there. And there's plenty of other spots. When I come back in, there's a family sitting at that table, like 3 feet from our table, which is like, whatever. But when there's nobody else there, it's weird. Then it's weird. And there's no music going on in this place. It's very quiet. So I'm just like, huh, all right, well, whatever. What are you going to do? Am I going to go over there and be like, can you guys move? No, you're not. So you're just like, whatever, go eat. That's a hassle. That's definitely a little bit of a slap for that waitress, for sure. Okay. And I will say that I was a waiter for many a year. And I get it. There's like sections, you know, it's like, hey, I'm going on my break. Don't seat my section. And this place is small. I could imagine there's probably only two sections, if not just one. And maybe the other waitress went on a break and she's like, oh, I don't want to seat her section. I'll seat them there, which is, there's other tables. Regardless, you get it. You could have sat him anywhere else. You sat him right next to us. That's not that big of a deal, but I do want to slap you. But that's not who's getting slapped here today. Who's getting slapped here today is the parents that were sitting next to me. They were the yes parents. Oh my God, it was driving me fucking crazy. They had two kids. One was a baby who I feel so bad for because I already know what's in store for you. And the other one was like a three or four-year-old, right? It was a girl. And she was standing on her chair. And she was telling everything she wanted and they were doing it. And I want my food right now. And the dad's like, it's okay, baby. We already ordered the food and the food will be here soon, but I'm hungry now. Okay, I'll be right back. And he gets up and he goes over to the counter. He's like, hey, can I get some toast or do you guys have any crackers? You know, I can give my daughter, she's hungry now, which is already, I'm like, oh God. That's so annoying. And then he comes back, he gives her, I think he got her like crackers or something, gave her some crackers. And now she's standing on the chair eating the crackers. And the mom's like, hey, can you sit down? No. And I'm like, okay, you don't have to sit down. It's okay. You can stand up. Okay. Now the banging of the forks start. The banging of the forks and the onto the cups. And then it starts getting awkward because then they start bringing us into it. Okay. There's people next to us. There's another family here. They're trying to enjoy their breakfast. We can fucking hear you. Okay. Don't bring my nice family into your disaster that's happening over here. Okay. Like, what am I supposed to do? Look over and go, oh, it's okay. It's not okay. It's not fucking okay. Because what you're doing is wrong. Don't be a yet. There's whack. I wanted to slap him right now and go, how are you letting your 4-year-old daughter absolutely dictate everything that's fucking happening in your life and giving her everything she wants, even though she's a total fucking brat? Sorry. I got a little upset there, but this shit was driving me crazy. Parents, you can't be yes parents like that. You have to install some sort of discipline. You have to let your kids understand that sometimes you don't get exactly what you want. Chill the fuck out. You know, this girl was just nonstop, and these parents were like, oh, it's okay, okay, whatever you want. And then it got to the point where the dad was like, do I need to take you outside? I'm not going outside. It's cold outside. Okay, well, then when we get home, you're going to have to take a nap right when you get home. I don't want to take a nap. Okay. It's like, why are you even telling her things that are going to happen if you're never going to actually do those things? So that is who needs to be slapped. These yes parents that were sitting 2 feet from me at my nice mountain breakfast with my family. And I just looked over at my kids. I was like, I love you guys. Thank God. So that's who needs to be slapped. Sorry. I got a little heated on that one, but you know what? It needed to be said. Now, what I want to get into is something a little more lighthearted, and that is I want to go into a segment from the past. And this was, we had a hilarious comedian on the show, Tom Whelan, and there was a time during the show where he just out of nowhere was like, you guys want to like prank call someone? And we're like, fuck, yeah, we do. So we turned on the, I believe it was like the Home Shopping channel or whatever. It's live, and they have product up. And he calls the number. And that's all I want to say, but just enjoy this segment. Cause do you guys remember too, when you were a kid and you were like, you always had the one friend who was really good at it, that just had no shame. And he would just go in on these fucking calls and he would be so awkward and you would just be like hiding under tables. Why do you hide under the table when someone's prank calling? Cause you're so embarrassed. I don't know, but I used to do that shit. And I was doing that here because it was just so amazing. So enjoy this. We'll be back. Tom Whelan, prank calling. Here we go.
You know, I look back. I was watching The Simpsons recently. I look back. They have influenced me so much as a comedic mind. It's insane.
I think, like, the just comedy, like, for television.
You know,
they were really, like, the first ones that were started to kind of step out of the boundaries.
Yes.
It wasn't crazy now that once, like, Family Guy and South Park and all that came out.
South Park changed everything.
South Park changed everything. And then, but at the time, like, The Simpsons was kind of as gnarly as it got.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. Bart was, like, a bad kid, but he was cool. So I remember being a kid and thinking, like, oh, it's cool to be the prankster and the shit talker. And the 80s. Was like, it was cool, like the leather jacket and I'm a fucking dick. And those were the cool guys. I feel like a lot of the stuff nowadays, all the kids are super nice in it. And children are like way more polite than I feel like we were when we were kids.
Yeah.
Because we looked up to Bart Simpson. You were supposed to be an asshole and ruin someone's day a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Prank phone calls?
You know?
Oh, yeah. I kind of want to, like, we should do prank phone calls together.
Oh, my God.
That is what I'm known for.
Fucking jerky boys.
Oh, the jerky boys.
We would just listen for
Saul Rosenberg.
I'll bring my shoes so I have them.
Lawn chairs.
Just so much good
you
shit.
You kicked my dog. You fucking guy.
Can we fucking prank call someone?
Yes, I will bring phone call. You know what I usually You know who I always prank? I always do QVC. The Shop at Home Network. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to dial them up.
New segment.
I'm sure we can't get in trouble for this.
No. Cause here's the loophole. They record their audio. So you're technically by law allowed to also record it.
All right. Fair.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's a company.
Could you do me a favor, Jake?
Sure.
Could you, pull up the YouTube live of QVC so I know what product they're selling?
We can do that right here.
Oh, let's do it. Oh my God. This is the perfect setup for this.
Wait, you're going to... No, this isn't going to happen right now.
What is it? Real Good Foods Parmesan Chicken Crust. Okay,
for the listeners, you got to go to YouTube for this episode. We're playing it, and he's calling them.
It's live. This is live.
There's two people cooking.
All right, it's at 800...
Do they pick your call up?
No, not live, but the
Oh, you're going to talk to him about this?
I'm going to like order this, but make it really difficult on the person.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean? So, which voice do you want to hear? I have a couple.
Nardo's.
Nardo's sauce, should I order?
Is Nardo's too amazing? Like, I might sniff it out.
Teddy, who's a Cameroonian guy.
Ted.
This is Teddy. And the thing about Teddy is that he has such a good person deep down inside that no one wants to hang up on him. So I can say whatever it is that I want, and they just go ahead and do it.
I love Teddy.
Okay, we're doing Teddy.
Dude, Teddy's fucking great. Okay. So they are trying to sell some sort of Parmesan chicken recipe, and Teddy,
welcome,
he wants some.
QVC's automated ordering.
Oh, not automated.
To order M62. Please stay on the line for the next available team.
Yo, that zero button,
this call,
dude,
may be monitored for quality purposes.
Who's this weird Christopher Walken looking dude?
I don't
up there
know.
Looking? A lot of makeup on this guy.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert. What shot am I to order?
Hello, Robert. My item number is M62386, and it is the chicken. It is the crusted chicken. Okay.
All right, the Parmesan chicken crust pizza. Right.
Yes. I have a couple questions before we go further, because there are things about this. I look at it. It's delicious. It's cheesy. It is melty, and it is good. But I think about it. What kind of carbohydrates are there inside of this? Before I go any further, I need to know about this.
Let's see here. So the three cheese, it gives me that.
What kind of cheeses are they? What? Talking Parmesan?
It's Parmesan, but yeah, let's see.
Asiago cheese, maybe Brie cheese as they are in there.
I'm going to have to look online because it doesn't tell me. One moment.
Okay. Anyways, too much about business. How was your day?
Oh, not too bad.
Are you working hard or are you hardly working?
No, I'm working pretty good today.
Oh, pretty good. I'm pretty good too.
A lot better than yesterday. Yesterday was extremely busy.
Oh no, what happened? What happened yesterday?
It was just busy all day.
What was the problem?
I was free shipping for everything yesterday.
No. So then are you trying to tell me that today it is free shipping as well?
No. I mean, on food it is, but...
So, yes, on this, because this is food?
That's true.
Oh, my goodness, what a lucky day. I knew that God was shining his special light on me when I woke up this morning.
Well, that's good. All right, let's...
I do. I look at this and the way that when they pinch their fingers, it squishes down like a little... Like a frog in the ocean. And you know about this. And I want to touch it and I want to eat it before I buy it, though. Where can I find this to try it?
Not sure, to tell the truth. All right, so this one has mozzarella.
The best cheese, yes.
And cheddar, actually.
Cheddar. I actually think I am allergic to cheddar.
Yeah, it does say cheddar.
Oh, my goodness. Is there any way that we could go in there and maybe switch it in there for something other than that, like Pepper Jack?
No, can't do it. Can't change it, unfortunately.
Is there anything that can be done?
No. So that's the three cheese one. Now, if you get the Supreme... Whoa,
wait a second here. Wait just one moment. I am seeing now on the screen something that I've never seen before. What is this? This is looks like a cheese and double cheese double stacker.
For the listeners, there's a new treat on the screen.
Oh my goodness, and the chicken tacos are made with chicken. I would take one of all of these. Are you there?
Yeah, and your name?
It is Teddy. T-E-D-D-Y.
Okay.
Slauson. Teddy Slauson.
All right.
And then, I can't buy this if it has cheddar in it. I would die.
Yeah, well, it has cheddar, so...
Right, so. Well, I have to say that this has been a journey that we have taken together. I want to thank you for your time. I thank you for your effort and make sure that you know that you have done a wonderful day today with me today.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Okay, kisses for the night.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, let it fall.
Oh my God, fucking Teddy. Teddy is a real person.
We've done, so the day Donald Trump was elected, we were calling, like the polling places and pretending to be Teddy because I'm like non-political because I like to make fun of everybody. So mm-hmm. I don't like to like ever really devote anything to anyone. So he loved Hillary. So we called and I swear to God, they kept us on the line for a half an hour talking to us.
Oh,
and I was just talking about how there were Trump supporters that were calling me saying that I was going to die from a nuclear bomb. Like I was just saying like, and he was eating a potato salad with a potato chip. It was just weird. But 30
they
minutes
were concerned
of that,
or fake concerned?
They just thought they believed me. They just believed everything
like
I did.
Teddy, no.
They were fucking like, sir, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you had to run into that.
What was that guy's name? Was that Robert? Who was that?
I can't remember. I blanked it out.
I was going to say Robert again, but maybe that's just because of all the alpha brain Robert stories. But that was great.
Thank
that
you. Yeah.
You're right about Teddy. Nobody wants to be mean to him because he's like just the nicest dude ever.
And he gives his own version of love to everybody he meets.
It's like, but that person who I think it was, he's exhausted at the end of
Yeah.
You could hear it. He was like, I don't know what to do. Well, it has the cheese in it.
You take it or leave it.
It has the cheddar. Oh, we already talked about the cheddar.
Oh, wow. Did not know that was going to happen. That was not part of
it. I didn't know it was
going to
happen either.
About.
That was fucking great.
Holy
I had so much anxiety
balls.
During that.
Me too.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like watching like a thriller. You're like, you have to watch, but you're like uncomfortable.
And we know that Teddy's not going to buy anything.
Scott just wasting this guy's time.
Teddy and I both like had our eyes closed for the first 45
like closing
seconds.
My eyes helps. I can't see fucking
nothing.
Dude, we had like 300 prank phone calls, me and my friend, and his phone got like destroyed and we lost all of them.
Oh, you recorded them all.
Oh, and they were so funny, dude. If you thought that was even a little bit funny, imagine some of them were like the funniest thing I feel like I've ever done.
God damn it.
And we lost them all. It's just so funny.
You can't recreate it. It's not like anything, you know, it's in the moment.
You
gotta get the right.
Recreate it.
It takes two. You got to have the right person pick up the phone, too.
Yes.
Totally.
You know?
100%.
Some people just ain't having it.
Nah,
they're like, yeah, click, whatever.
Bye-bye, Teddy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't you just want to hang out with Teddy? Like, he just seems like the nicest guy in the entire world. That was just amazing. Never broke character. I even think that other guy, like the man he's talking to, must have hung up that call and just been like, what just happened? What just happened in the last 5 minutes of my life? Oh man, that's a good time. I want to get into another hilarious segment from the past, but before that, I do want to take a quick break for our sponsors. So I will be right back. All right, here we go. This is another fun segment. This is where I would travel around and I would find scary things that have happened or lures from, you know, small towns out in the country. So, here's a fun one when we had my good friend Rome on the show, and this one was from a small town called Tagus, and enjoy.
All right, so this is everyone's favorite segment, Conspiracy Query. It's not a theory. We're not saying. What, Daddy, you tell them.
All right, this is a conspiracy query, okay, guys? This isn't a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying that I believe this. I didn't come up with this, and I'm not trying to convince you that this is real. I'm just simply asking if you believe in conspiracy queries.
Big time.
All right.
Yeah, I'm starting to as well.
And as you guys
know, them bro, early on in the show. Now I love them.
Now we're kind of like living in one.
Yeah,
this is a
conspiracy. This past year, I believe.
Wait.
Seriously.
Yeah.
There's a guy somewhere. There's one dude walking around somewhere just going, I fucking told you to all of his buddies, right?
Yeah.
Dude, in 2020, I guarantee there's just going to be this pandemic. And all his buddies were like, what the fuck are you talking
like
about?
George Orwell.
Yeah.
Or he wrote a goddamn book about it.
Serious.
Yeah. All right. So You guys know we are traveling around the globe,
visiting everywhere on this lovely planet.
All around the world, just finding the deepest and darkest conspiracy queries. And this isn't even, these are more like ghost stories.
There's nowhere we won't travel.
No, but we will go anywhere.
Like
and,
anywhere outside of the United States?
Oh, anywhere. We'll go there. International,
this week,
sure.
We're not. This week, this week, we're going to our great nation's capital, North Dakota.
That's where it all started for Dakota. Here, this place.
And we're talking all the way up north. And this one's called The Gates of Hell. And why is it creepy, Rome? Abandoned towns are generally creepy, and North Dakota has an abundance of settlements that were all but abandoned after the railroad boom. Taugus, though, takes the cake due to little fact that people believe that it once housed a Lutheran church that doubled as a hotbed for Satan worship. Legend is it burned down, but if you stand in just the right place, you can hear the screams of the damned bubbling up from hell itself. There are also reports of
one spot.
Yeah, he's got to stand in the right place. It's the acoustics.
Specific spot.
Yeah.
Bubbling screams.
But if you stand there, yeah, you'll hear the screams of the dams, and you could also, there's reports of hellhounds, glowing gravestones, and a ghost train. Vandals and revelers have made
the Disneyland.
I know what it is.
I've been on this.
It's a lot of stuff. Vandals and revelers have made the few people who call Taugus home very wary of visitors. And Lord knows that the combination of rumored portal to hell and extremely unwelcoming locals in a small town is a boiler point horror movie. Yeah, that was a lot. So what they're saying is in North Dakota, in a town called Taugus, there was a Lutheran church that was a hotbed for Satan worship. It burnt down, but now if you stand in the right place where it burnt, you can hear people screaming from hell.
I like this. It doubled.
Yeah.
That's by day, God-fearing lovely people. By night, you have to pay the bills.
Split tenant.
Satan,
you know what I mean?
Worship.
Hey, bro, really, come on. It's fucking 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. My people are coming in.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring in the pagan crosses back, you guys. You don't want to disturb.
These forsaken Satan worshipers will not get in there. Always late.
Hey, Jim. Hey, guys. Come on.
Clean up the goat's blood. You went over 15 minutes last week.
Goat's blood is just too much. It's thicker than the chicken blood.
It showed up. There was still a dead virgin on the floor. Come on, guys. We have service.
How do you double down?
Can we borrow some of your virgins?
You know what I mean? Like, how are you cool with that as a follower, as a follower of the worship? Like, I pray at, you know, St. Jude Latter-day Church, or in this case, what's the name of that weird, the Lutheran church?
Lutheran church. Well, we got our Satan dodgeball tournament later.
Satan versus Jesus dodgeball tournament, guys, every year. Come on. Taggins. I'm actually what I want to move there.
That's
now.
A rough place to live. I live in Taggus. Oh.
That's next. You're like, I got to get out of LA. And that next is Taggus, bro.
Nashville is cool, but Taggus, man, there's something about it.
Wonderful music scene. I actually hear it. Taggus. It sounds just like an Irish, like, ghost story, huh? Like
Taggus,
the evil ghost of the fucking Irishy place.
Isn't that like a meat?
I was gonna say, it Taggus. Sounds like a, oh, that's haggis.
Haggis, huh?
Haggis.
That's like a Scottish meat, right?
I really like this one. Dude, read the list of horrifying shit that appears at this place again.
You can see hellhounds, glowing gravestones, and a ghost train.
Why is glowing gravestones so cheesy?
That's seriously like,
why is it neon green glowing? Yeah. Like,
is this Taggus or my neighbor's yard every October? Yeah. Like, what is this?
I don't get it though. Like, ghosts are like dead things that came back. A train?
Yeah,
a ghost train.
A ghost train. Yeah, this is the
cherry blood boiling blood.
No. It's if you stand in the right spot, you can hear the screams of the damned bubbling up from hell itself.
How do you know? I don't understand that. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, do you hear it? Over here.
Just right there.
I think I hear
God, I hear it. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my God, and there's a glowing gravestone.
Yeah, oh, God.
Is that? That's a train. That is a train.
There's just people in the woods. Choo-choo. This really sounds lame. So, Daddy, here's my favorite part, because we're laughing and it is dumb. Where does this come from, Duddy? Tell us.
It says that the Satanism, as my voice cracks, the Satanism business dates back to the Satanic Panic of the 80s.
Satanic Panic's bad name.
I like that. That's I love that. Satanic Panic. How is that not a band name?
Yeah.
Satanic Panic.
Fucking capture that Instagram. Look up page
if SatanicPanic.com is open. If so, buy it. And then well, hold on, I can't read now. I can't read.
Buy it, then sell it. What the fuck?
It's- hold on. Okay, the Satanism business dates back to the Satanic Panic of the 80s, though tag has been spooky since its founding in 1900s. And ever since the late 80s, when hundreds of high schoolers turned up for a vandalism intensive Halloween party, were run out of the ghost town. Visitors have been met with extreme skepticism. The city's last church burnt to the ground in 2001.
Okay, so it was a shady town that was always creepy, but when everyone started freaking out, remember in the 80s when it was like metal bands were like being put in court? Because it was like, these people
this is kill Satan.
People because of your songs, and everyone was afraid of Satan people. And then and it's one of those things where there was like seven of them in the country, but it was like, Satan's everywhere. And so all these kids went to Haggis one year for Halloween and just basically just brutalized the town. So now the few people that are left just don't like outsiders. They're like, nah, we don't trust you. That's cool. That's
I like that. Creepy. Yeah.
Well, I wish
I could make a clothing line out of that.
I like the town,
24 hours,
oh, big time.
Oh, you guys, look at that.
I'll go in with you.
SatanicPanic.com is for sale.
I'll get designs for us next week.
Let's do it. Yeah, you want it in?
Yeah. So look at that, you guys. Easy payments, 24 payments of $112. So right. Satanic Panic is for sale for lots and lots of thousands of dollars online.
All right.
SatanicPanic.com.
Go to SatanicPanic.com. You can pick up some t-shirts, okay?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I guess there's only one more question. If you believe that if you go to North Dakota, a town called Tagus, and you stand in just the right spot, then maybe you'll hear bubbling screams from hell. What is bubbling?
Like, is there a cauldron somewhere?
Yeah, why? How does it bubble? It's like when it pops, so it's like...
It needs to be open. There needs to be open flame. It's like, the heat has to be so high in order to necessitate a bubble.
It's just about to be a pop, 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 pop. Is it bubbling or screaming?
Oh, frick.
Dude, I just figured it out before we close out real quick. It's the townspeople that don't want anyone visiting. They're doing it. They're projecting a dumb train. They're
this is Scooby-Doo. What the fuck?
Yes, it's a lot like, it's like seven old people just making people.
And I would have gotten away with it.
Yes. And now they're going to hate us for.
They're like, no.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, motherfuckers did the thing on your show.
Leave our town of Tagus alone. Yes.
We just want to be left alone. Our final church burned down.
Let us burn our churches. We burn our churches.
I know how we'll keep them away. Have you guys ever heard of bubbling screams?
Glowing screams.
Oh, what about a ghost? Yes. Can we do a ghost train? Ghost train it is.
We'll make a lot of loud screams. And then someone from the background, what if they bubbled? Fuck. We did say everyone's opinions count in this thing. All right.
All I wanted was bubbling screams. And then, okay, Harriet.
Get the bubble.
Don't know how to make that sound, but
I happen to have two hellhounds.
Dude, I love the hellhounds. Yeah, so Marty has the hellhounds. If Patricia wants the bubbling screams, you'll take care of those, Patricia. Okay. So if we can just get a train projection, we can get this going, guys. I don't think
Tagus will remain empty.
Why do you want
you that? Wanna, you guys wanna,
why
dude,
do you want an empty town?
Here's how you fuck Tagus up so bad. Do a show there, guys, and promote the shit out of it. Promote the shit out of it. Tagus. Bring everybody, dude. Tagus Fest. Like all the bands.
We do that. Hey.
Tagus Chala.
Sponsored by Satanic Panic.
Oh, a bunch of flower hatted chicks spinning circles through the town hall. Everyone's like, God damn it.
So release the hounds. Just two dogs are just.
It's got one of the dogs with like two legs and wheels.
Oh god,
that's scary. I want to live in Tagus forever. Tagus, we love you first and foremost.
Okay.
Okay. Duddy, do the read thing at the end with the high voice.
I can't.
You have to.
I'm crying.
Oh, shit.
Do you believe that Roman Duddy should do a concert in Tagus?
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. All right.
Tagus. So we're doing this. We're gonna have a tour where we go and stop at all of these small towns that have these amazing, scary stories involved with them. Because I gotta check it out. Tagus sounds like an amazing place, and I want to go there. All right. So now, you guys, I want to get into a performance from an amazing band called Tunnel Vision. I want to say they're from San Clemente, I believe, is where they're from. And just a bunch of great guys, a rad band. They had a great performance on our show a while back. And this song, Last Smile, just really stuck with me. I thought it was a great song and a great performance. So I hope you guys enjoy. All right, we're back with Tunnel Vision, and they're going to play Last Smile off their album, Shipwrecked.
For being in this place, now all I can see as this ship is going under is the last smile I saw her.
Right on. Enjoy that song being stuck in your head for the next 3 months, because that is what happened to me after they played it. I was like, can't get this damn song out of my head, but at least it's a great song and great lyrics too. So great, good job on that one, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys have been enjoying the show so far. I am going to jump into the Q&A questions now from our Patreon members.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
Here we go. And this first one comes from none other than Jesse Rules. And it is, what's the coolest dream you've had lately? Oh, it's so funny you asked that, because I was taking my daughter to school this morning and she's like, oh, I was so bummed to wake up this morning. You know, I was having this crazy dream and it was kind of fun. And I was like, what was it? She goes, my mom was a robot and she was like chasing me around the house. I'm like, that sounds terrifying. She's like, yeah, but it was cool. And I woke up, I was like, oh man, I wanted to see what was going to happen. But I told her, and I've told her this one before, and I was like, man, I had that dream again. She's like, where you can't get to your flight. I'm like, yeah. So this isn't a cool dream. This is just a frustrating dream that I always have. And it's, I have a flight and I just can't get there. I just can't fucking get there. Every obstacle in the entire world keeps me from making it to this flight. And I just, it's the entire dream is just me trying to fucking get there and it never happens. And I just wake up and just like, one of these days I'm going to get to that flight and it's going to take me somewhere fucking amazing. Patrick Lynch says, who you got winning it all in the Super Bowl? Oh man, what a crazy playoffs we've had so far, like really good games and really shitty games, but some really good ones as well. I like it with the teams that's left. I'd like it to maybe be the Rams. I think it might be the Rams or the, unfortunately, the Chiefs are the two I would say like top. If I had to take two, like what you get two choices of who might win it, I would say maybe the Rams and Chiefs. But you know, I have, and I hope this guy never listens to this, my buddy Mark, because if he ever hears me say this, he's going to never let me live it down, because he's a diehard Bengals fan. And now that my team's out, I don't really give a shit, you know. Besides, for some reason, I just don't want the Chiefs to win. I don't even know. I just don't want them to. Maybe that's just because I'm jealous. But if the Bengals won, I'd probably be like, fucking nice. Good for you guys. You deserve it. So, that'd be pretty cool. Christina Whitman says, do you talk to yourself out loud when you're by yourself? I do. I'm my best conversation. out loud? I don't think I really talk out loud to myself, but I definitely have like conversations in my head a lot. So I don't know which is weirder. let's see here. Mary Gorlich says, have you thought about doing a sports clothing line? You can do it with Bloody Duddy once a month, playing a different sport. That's actually a fucking amazing idea. You know what, man? I'm taking a little advice from my brother right now, and I'm not trying to add anything else to my plate at the moment. I tend to like to do everything and I don't say no to much. And sometimes I look around, I go, holy shit, I got way too much going on. So do I think that's an amazing idea and I'd like to do it one day? Sure. But not anytime soon. I probably need to get rid of a couple of situations I got going on right now. Let's see here. Bruce Strawn says, Jake said you guys have the tour bands and dates lined up for the most part. Can we get a hint? Sorry, Bruce, but you cannot. That's all I got to say about that. Allison Lynch said, did Jake get the gift I sent him? I'd hate for him to leave the show and not get it. I'm pretty sure I gave all the stuff to each guy that was sent. Let me double check on that. Off the top of my head, I'm not remembering exactly what that, which gift that was, but I don't have any extra packages laying around. I'm pretty sure I got everything to Luke and to Jake that has been sent, but let me double check and I will get back to you on that. I promise. Or remind me and I will hopefully have found out the answer for you. I like it. This person changed their name to, oh, it looks like it's Kimmy. Changed their name to Where's Jake Bushnell? Does the B in your name stand for beard? Also, any new news on throwing out some first pitches this season? I have been hit up by a few teams that are down to have me come out. Nothing confirmed yet. Usually it, you know, has to line up with tour dates, but I am down to fly out. I am definitely down to make a little vacay out of a toss. And yes, the B does stand for beard. Yes, it does. Mark, who's your daddy, Plante, says, would you ever consider teaming up with Jake or someone else for a show like Amazing Race? Is there a reality show you would love to be a part of? Maybe the Amazing Race would be like the only fucking one I would want to be a part of. I would want nothing to do with any sort of reality television. No. Let's see here. Unless they come up with, never mind. I'm just going to try and come up with some dumb real houseboy show. That's stupid. What's the most annoying thing someone can do around you? This one is from Kimmy. Breathers, just weird loud breathing people, drives me nuts. Michelle Nacheski says, what advice would you give to someone going into business for themselves or going after their dream job? You know what? If you're going to go into business with someone, like, make sure the person you're going into business with, like, you really trust and you really believe in and you get along with, and you don't have any like weird hangups about them, or they're not heavy breathers. Something, you know, definitely make sure your partner is someone that you can see yourself being a partner with forever. And, you know, going after your dream job, I mean, every job is going to be different, but that's just something you got to do. Like, you got to do what Jake did. You got to make a hard decision. You're going to probably have to, you know, you're going to probably have to make some sacrifices. You know, there's going to be things that you're going to want to do. You're not going to be able to do anymore because you're going to have to put in all your effort. But at the end of the day, you get that dream job. It's all worth it. That's right. Duddy's little scissor sister says, can we still send you stuff? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And she says, are you keeping the Duddy head logo plain? I kind of like it. You know, it's then we teamed up with that new awesome company Consequence, and their art guy made that. And I was like, I kind of dig it. I don't know. Let me know your guys' thoughts on it. And Jay, the Enforcer Dobrinsky, says, are you still going to do guitar tutorials on here? I am. And I apologize for the lack of Patreon shit going on lately. It's been a scramble these last couple of weeks with us transferring over to Consequence, me getting the Roman Duddy show going, Dirty Heads in the studio, Jake leaving the show, me trying to figure out how I'm going to do this on my own. So I do apologize. I'm not trying to make excuses, but I'm making them. And, it's just been a lot, and I'm trying to get it all worked out. And I think we're getting a nice little game plan together, and we're starting to get on a schedule here. So hopefully soon I can get back to putting out more content on Patreon for you guys. Carrie, and this is the last question, guys. So thank you again for listening. Thanks to Consequence. Thanks again to Tunnel Vision. That was an amazing performance. Tom Whalen, Rome. What a fun time we had here today. Thank you guys for sticking with me. And here's the last question from Carrie Schiffer. She says, when meeting people outside of your fandom, are you Duddy or Dustin when introducing yourself? I introduce myself as Dustin. I do. And it's funny because when I do that, my friends and stuff look at me like, Dustin? And I'm like, I don't know why. It's weird. Like, nobody calls me Dustin. But I feel weird going like, hey, I'm Duddy. Hey, what's up? Yo, it's Duddy. You know, I don't know. I feel weird about that, but nobody calls me fucking Dustin. Yeah. And that's that. Right on. Again, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. I will get to some Patreon shit soon, I promise. Hey, if you're listening to the show and you're enjoying it, go over to the Facebook group, FGWD Bunker. It's a bunch of people listening over there. It's or who listen to the show, and they just talk about cool things happening with the show. So cool community over there. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
It's Kyle Meredith from Kyle Meredith With. After you check out the latest episode of my show, be sure to check out some of our other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including Standing BTS, a bi-weekly podcast covering all things BTS and ARMY, and The Opus, Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.